Provincial Green Party leader Mike Schreiner stopped in at Apple Annie's Cafe and Shop early this morning as part of his Ontario tour. The Orillia visit gave Schreiner a chance to meet Green Party supporters in the area to hear their thoughts and concerns. "It's a real opportunity for us to hear from the public," he said. "It's also an opportunity to talk about the Green Party's vision for how we build the Ontario that people want." Schreiner says Orillia is a prime location to visit on his leadership tour. He says Orillians have expressed concern about issues such as housing affordability, issues around sprawl, what the economic recovery is going to look like, and protecting Lake Simcoe. "The Green Party has been at the forefront of solutions for a number of concerns that people have," he said. "I want to give people an opportunity to really understand what our visions are and what our solutions are." About a dozen people attended Schreiner's 7:30 a.m. visit to the downtown Orillia Cafe. "It just shows me that there is movement building for the Green Party," he said. "I think a lot of people are excited with what we can accomplish with this upcoming election." Local senior Marilyn Brown was on hand to make sure Schreiner knows that home care is the way to go for seniors. "Seniors should not be warehoused in these huge buildings that Doug Ford wants to build, which we all pay for," she said. "Most people do not want to go into a nursing home, and we can see why after the pandemic." Brown says Schreiner has her support in the June 2 provincial election. "I joined the Green Party because I like their platform," she said. "Our first concern should be the environment." Local resident David Van Alstein was also on hand to support Schreiner on Wednesday morning. "I think Mike has done a good job," he said. "I think he deserves some support from us." While at Apple Annie's, Schreiner announced Crystal Brooks will be the Green Party's candidate for Simcoe North. "I'm looking forward to doing as much as I can to raise more awareness on issues that our local residents are concerned about," Brooks said. Brooks, who ran under the Green Party banner in the federal election in 2021, says there are a significant number of provincial issues that are really concerning to her. "This opportunity really means a lot to me," she said. "I know it means a lot to the residents of Simcoe North, too." Brooks's biggest goal in the upcoming election is to make the voices of Green Party supporters heard. Brooks and Schreiner thanked Apple Annie's for their hospitality during the visit. Apple Annie's owner, Nancy Wilsey, says she was more than happy to welcome Schreiner on Wednesday morning. "I do this for every politician," she said. "I've had them all here." Wilsey says it makes her proud to host politicians and their supporters in her cafe.